A Lenten Prayer for God to Bring Beauty from Ashes, written by Debbie McDaniel and read by Kelly Givens. To bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Isaiah 61:3. As we walk through this season of Lent, we're reminded again that sometimes life is hard. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it's dark. And it leaves its mark, like ashes of grief, in the deepest parts of our souls, where no one but God can really see. Yet even in times of ashes and struggle, even when we think we've been forgotten in our seasons of waiting, God is still there, and He is bigger. As believers, we can still hold on to hope, for He never intends for us to stay stuck in our sin, pain, or deep sorrow. He heals and restores. He calls us onward. He reminds us that in Him, we have great purpose and hope. There's beauty and greatness behind every mark of darkness. The ashes will fall away. They don't stay forever. But His greatness and glory shine forth through every broken place and every flaw we've struggled through. Jesus conquered death. He lives forever. He reigns in glory. And we have victory in Him. Take courage, dear friends who are facing deep battles. He is greater than any enemy we face in this life. We overcome because He has overcome, and our lives are hidden in Christ. May God cover you with peace. May He bring healing in the face of hard news. May He bring deep, abiding joy that makes no sense to the world. May He bring comfort and care as He wraps you in His arms. The God of miracles fights for you today, and He is mighty. There is still beauty ahead, straight out of the ashes. Christ redeems. Let's pray. Dear God, in this season of Lent, we're reminded of our own difficulties and struggles. Sometimes the way has seemed too dark. Sometimes we feel like our lives have been marked by such grief and pain, we don't see how our circumstances can ever change. But in the midst of our weakness, we ask that You would be strong on our behalf. Lord, rise up within us. Let Your Spirit shine out of every broken place we've walked through. Allow Your power to be manifest through our own weakness, so that others will recognize it is You who is at work on our behalf. We ask that You would trade the ashes of our lives for the beauty of Your presence. Trade our mourning and grief for the oil of joy and the gladness of Your Spirit. Trade our despair for hope and praise. We choose to give You thanks today and believe that this season of darkness will fade away. Thank You that You are with us in whatever we face, and that You are greater than this trial. We know and recognize that You are sovereign. We thank You for the victory that is ours because of Christ Jesus, and we are confident that You have good still in store for our future. We thank You that You are at work right now, trading our ashes for greater beauty. We praise You, for You make all things new. In Jesus' name, amen.
I found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Ant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.